Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, September the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up 2 cents at 362 and a quarter, December wheat up 6 and a half cents at 550 and a quarter, November beans up a penny at 979 and three quarters. We did have another new sale today, 195,000 metric tons of beans to China. We obviously have the reports tomorrow. The trade is looking for 300 to 400 million bushel decrease in the corn carryout and a 60 to 100 million decrease in the beans. We'll see if we can get some bullish numbers there. There was a report of African swine flu in one wild hog in Germany. Thinking there is that Europe is the second largest producer of hogs besides China. So if China wants more hogs, which they certainly do, they might have to come more to the U.S. for that. It means more pigs growing and more feed to the pigs, so that could be a little bit for grains. Yesterday, the grain market really didn't react to the president's announcement denying retroactive waivers for the biofuel for the refineries. He also said no offshore drilling off of North Carolina, or two other states, probably South Carolina, someplace else. So the president is taking a hard line against the major oil companies, which could be helpful for the grain markets out here. So overall, with the report tomorrow, I don't expect huge action out here. We do have the dollar down 47 ticks back down to 92.77. That should be helpful. We've got crude oil down 50 cents a barrel. It's a little bit negative out here, but I think overall, people are going to be positioning for the report tomorrow, hoping to see some friendly numbers, but certainly protecting the downside in case we don't get them. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.